very much indeed to Tom Fagan there, who always did a great job, always on time, always did his program. Are you laughing when I say always on time? Always did a great program, always there when you need him, I can tell you. And he made sure that the people got the message in Midway, because he was the guy in charge of our technical side of things with the aerials. Thanks, Tom, for that. Cartridge Kidney, how are you?
Sad, Terry.
Very sad.
Yeah,
isn't indeed.
It?
Very, very sad. Difficult to find words at this time to express what I feel. But Midway, well, Midway will be a station that will be remembered for many and many a day. Midway provided the music that the people wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And Midway catered for the people out in the rural areas, especially the senior citizens who like this type of music. Yourself and all the staff here, I live in Tullamore. I have to say that we have 6 radios. That's between the business and all. And each one of them are tuned in on Midway. And Midway to us will never be forgotten. That is the way to run a radio program, a radio station, I should say there. It's
you know, Katja, somebody said to me about 3 weeks ago, you know, and they were talking about, you know, we're going, and you're definitely going. I said, yeah. And they said, and I said, well, I hope we, you know, provided some sort of entertainment. She said, entertainment? She said, I don't think you understand what I'm saying here. Midway was the oxygen to my life.
Yes, Terry, this is when I say you, it's very hard to find words to describe it. You just can't, you know. I mean, you certainly were the original. Others may copy, but you certainly were the original.
Mm.
And you are the original. And whatever radio stations start up in the future, and certainly they can learn from what Midway has done for the people, not just for Mullingar folks. They went out way beyond Mullingar. People way out, even in my part of the country, Clonesley, Tullamore. You know, I've never had a bad word said about Midway. Never, never, never. Absolutely fantastic. And I want to wish you all the best for the future. And I think Midway is not gone. That's my final word. Others may think otherwise, but I don't think Midway is gone. That type of programming is not gone.
No. Well, I hope not. That's silly. Listen, Carter, thanks for coming to see us today.
My pleasure, Terry. My pleasure.
We'll have a few gargles now before we go, I tell you.
Sorry, Terry, I didn't catch that.
We'll get a few gargles before we go.
I don't think, Terry, I spill most of it. And tonight, I certainly will.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you. The gentleman also want to thank Mr. Joe Dolan, who opened our premises here in the Mall. Joe, this is for you and the band.
They said our love was just emotion. Thank you.
love you more and more each and every day. We just want to hang on a few minutes now before Colin Mack comes back, and he will be the final person to say his last few words. I just want to say about Joe Dolan. Joe Dolan is a gentleman, and this is fair to say that you could ask Joe Dolan to do absolutely anything in his local town of Mullingar, and he would do it for you. And we approached him to open our premises here in the town, Mal, and without hesitation, he said he would do it.
No hesitation.
Did I slur him? Without hesitation, he said he'd do it. Not only that, he came down that day, he gave us gold discs, which we still have up on the board, on the window here, and... we thank him for that. We also thank, just like to thank some of the things we've did. All right, we did Schools Out. Highly, very, very successful program. And one of the ladies that presented that program, Tracy, is here. Thank you, Tracy, and Eleanor, and Ursula. All the ladies who contributed. Vincent O'Sullivan also was greatly a part of that. Thank you, Vincent, as well. I know he's gone away to work. He can't be with us tonight. But fantastic. I'd just also like to thank maybe all the husbands and the wives of the people who worked in the radio station, because at times, and I'd like to thank my wife, because at times I should have been there and I was here. Thank you very much indeed for letting us do that. And I'm sure that'd be fair to say for many of the people looking around me now, when the wives should have been in here at home, they were in here. Anyway, thanks a million. Thanks, everybody. We're not sad now.
No, God, we're not.
I tell you what, no way are we. We're going out in a blaze of glory here. Colin Mack's going to say the last few and final words. Thanks, everybody. It's been fun. It's been great, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been good. Sure has. And who knows? One day. We'll be back. And I'm not going to say those words. It won't be the same again. Because, I just won't. But anyway, Colin Mack is going to sign off and say the last few words. Come on in here to me, this fella.
Come hither.
Come hither now. And it must be said, if it wasn't for Colin Mack, nobody would be here this evening. Nobody would be here. And that's for sure, you know. Thanks a billion.
Very embarrassing, Terry, but indeed at the same time as I look around here, familiar faces all. And indeed it's a very sad occasion, I suppose, in one way. More ways than one. I see Liam out there now wants to take a photograph too. Oh, the maze of windows. I don't think he's going to be very successful. I think he's going to have a blinding flash in his eye. However, fair play to you, Liam. And looking at Terry, thanks indeed, Terry, for this wonderful past period of time which Midway has been on the air, for managing same, and of course such doubtful eccentrics as Tom Fagan, there's Bergen, Grace Brennan, I look around me, Tracy, and there's Mary, and there's Colm CQ. I see Tommy Eller sneaked in here for some reason or other. Well, indeed, I know Tommy has been one of our fans for a long, long time, and has quite a number of recordings, very much into the country sound. And right beside me here now, one of our very famous names, Anne Dwyer, of course, and on the... Pardon?
In black and white.
In black and white. Oh, well, never mind that. But Anne, of course, has been well known to you all on the news and on the, particularly on the racing results.
Right!
I won't say anything more on that. And next to me here, we have Mike Young, of course. Mike, a very retiring character, very shy.
As
I
said,
I think it was TJ, as he was called, PJ, the DJ, in one of the newspapers. Well, indeed, TJ, of course, brought his own brand of, I suppose, community interest and Kalukan interest into it. TJ, thanks very much indeed. And, of course, that brings me on. Have I covered everyone there, indeed? Sean? Well, I'm leaving the good wine to last. I've said, of course, have I mentioned CQ there? Because CQ has been probably one of our up-and-coming DJs, and there's no doubt about it that CQ will be, I don't know whether it's Radio Caroline or one of these new radio stations, well, probably, God knows what they are, but I'm sure he'll be there from Reckon, and we owe a lot to CQ. What do you think, Terry?
Sure.
Oh, indeed, we're glad to see that there. In the background, TJ, of course, all 5'9" of him. And, of course, Liam Mead. Liam, where would we be without Liam? Liam has been one of the most persistent and one of those most involved in the radio station since its inception. And indeed, Liam has perhaps put more effort and thought into it than many of you might realise. But indeed, I'd like to express my gratitude. Gormín Walgott, Liam. Liam is about to embark on his own future career, and we wish him all the very best on it, and indeed any assistance we can give him in the future be what it may, we will indeed do it.
Sure.
Now, that brings me back to the one remaining person here, of course, very, very special indeed, my wife, that's Sheila. And
in black.
She's going to get very embarrassed because on this very special occasion, I just want to tell her how much I love her. This is getting very embarrassing here, you know that. But anyway, we don't have a video, so that's okay. But indeed, I want to express to Sheila, she has, the amount of time she's put into it, and really for the love of the radio, and I think, of course, without saying that, on behalf of you all, I know that without Sheila, perhaps the humour, the enjoyment of the radio would certainly not be as it is. Without Sheila, I'm sure that's one of the, perhaps the best things I can say about her is that talking to all the staff and that, they've said that without Sheila, perhaps there would have been a lot more explosions. Speaking. There would have been a lot more, yeah. I suppose, ups and downs than ups. But with Sheila there, there's no doubt she's been able to lend a touch of humour. And there you are, I think. Yeah. I think that's about all I can say. And for the rest of you, and all, particularly all our listeners, for without you, the advertisers wouldn't advertise, and without the advertisers wouldn't have been able to continue. So indeed, I see Mike Hogan was here earlier, I don't know what he still is there, I think he is. Mike here from the mall, we're delighted to see him here. Nice to see him stop by and stay with us to the very end, and indeed thank him very much for his cooperation and help in the past. Right, Terry, back to you.
That's it. Say goodbye.
Right. Are we going to sing a song?
Yeah.
What are we going to sing?
What are we saying? I don't want to play this record.
What's that one? Is it the last one?
Yeah. I don't want to play it. I'm not going to press that button.
So somebody on the phone there, Terry?
No.
Is it somebody on the phone there, Terry?
No.
No. Okay, right. No. What are we going to do?
Something definite.
Yeah.
Huh? We'll sing.
All right.
Sing along with us.
Good Irish song.
Somebody's on the phone. Terry, is somebody shouting for you? I don't know whether somebody...
Hello?
Someone wants to get in at the very end. I think it's what? 5 minutes, 6 minutes
yes,
past nine. And we're just about heading off.
No. Who's want to say hello to? So we have another minute. Okay, will do.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah. We're all whispering and talking here. I know it sounds blank out there, but we're all going to sing along whichever song this is. Terry has chosen. Tina's been managing it for the last year or so. Might as well let him decide which one we're going to finish off with. And we sing along with it. Right, everybody?
Yeah!
Hey!
Midway.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seem to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies.
Thank you.